This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Thursday NATO has delivered 98% of the combat vehicles promised to Ukraine since the start of Russia's invasion of the country last year. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
Speaking to reporters at Alliance headquarters in Brussels, Stoltenberg said the support NATO allies have provided Ukraine through the U.S.-organized Ukraine Defense Contact Group has been unprecedented.
That means over 1,550 armored vehicles, 230 tanks and other equipment, including vast amounts of ammunition.
The NATO chief said he believes those deliveries put Ukraine in a strong position to continue to retake territory occupied by Russia. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
As fighting eased during a three-day ceasefire, many stuck in the crossfire in Sudan's capital took the opportunity to leave, the AP's Karen Chamas reports.
At the Arkin crossing in Egypt at the northern border, Sudanese families and others streamed into Egypt, desperate to get out of the crossfire between the forces of Sudan's two top generals. One foreigner, called Mario, said the situation had become unbearable.
It became very unsafe, and there was no more food, electricity.
Meanwhile, British nationals were finally evacuated to the UK, many expressing their relief to be back.
We're out of danger. There's no bombings. We're not ducking and diving. We're home.
When asked how she felt about how the evacuation was organised, she said,
I would have liked it to be sooner, quicker. Took 11 days, but we're here.
I'm Karen Chamas.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said on Thursday, the United States is not looking to decouple its economy from the Chinese economy. He said China should step up as a constructive force in assisting heavily indebted countries. And he said Washington does not want China to use American technology against the U.S. This is VOA News. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol addressed a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress on Thursday, issuing a warning about the continuing danger posed by North Korea. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman.
During his state visit to Washington, South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol called for greater cooperation among his country, Japan, and the United States to respond to North Korea's provocative nuclear weapons and ballistic missile development.
My government will respond firmly to provocations, but at the same time, we will keep the door open for dialogue on North Korea's denuclearization.
Yoon also told U.S. lawmakers awareness must be raised globally about the dire human rights situation in North Korea. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Federal prosecutors say an Air National Guardsman accused of leaking highly classified military documents remains a grave threat to national security and a flight risk. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In a filing asking a judge to keep Jack Teixeira in custody, prosecutors say the 21-year-old kept an arsenal of weapons and talked online about violence, murder, and an assassination van. They write the damage Teixeira's already caused to national security is immense, and the damage he's still capable of causing is extraordinary, that he may still have unreleased material of tremendous value to hostile nation states that might try to help him escape the U.S. Teixeira's been in jail since earlier this month, and his lawyers are urging the judge to release him, arguing even if the court thinks he's a flight risk, it could set conditions like home confinement. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee called on U.S. Supreme Court Justice John Roberts to provide details about the top court's ethics practices, the panel's chairman said on Thursday, after the Chief Justice declined to attend a hearing on reports that raised questions about potential conflicts of interest. Talk show host and one-time Cincinnati Mayor Jerry Springer has died after a brief illness. He was 79. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has a look at his life.
Jerry Springer admitted that if you were not outrageous, you couldn't be on The Jerry Springer Show. The show ran for 27 years with themes like hooking up with my therapist and proud to be a homewrecker. Springer said in a 1998 interview he had fans, he got complaints, and he impacted pop culture.
We read articles, the White House has been Springerized, and everybody knows what that means. You don't have to explain. If you're walking down the street and there's a crazy situation, someone says, hey, that's the Jerry Springer Show.
Springer served as a Cincinnati council member in 1975 and as its mayor in 1975.